And today is the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. And unfortunately, the Woodstock 50th anniversary concert did not happen.
No.
They tried. they tried really hard. Kitty and I both didn't make it to Woodstock. We both had talked about it.
Or the 25th anniversary
of
Woodstock.
Yeah, we didn't make that one either. But you...
I sort of went to a big rock festival in 1970 near my hometown.
And I don't know if I know this one.
It was called the People's Fair, and it happened in Iola, Wisconsin, which is that town is best known for their big car show they have every year.
Okay.
But this was a little different. And the People's Fair happened in 1970 in June, and my one of my older brothers, Pat, went to it, and one of his friends was dropping him off there because he was on the football team, so he wasn't allowed to do anything fun.
Right.
Or because he'd get in trouble.
Right.
So, and his dad was the coach.
Oh, yeah. Forget it.
So
no chance.
I rode in a car with Kurt and my brother Pat to drop Pat off at the festival.
So how old were you probably?
Like, 8.
Okay.
And
were
so,
you trying to muscle your way in?
No, I was just having a blast flashing the peace sign at everybody. I remember looking out the window and seeing all the hippies and thinking it was super cool and just flashing the peace sign. And I was so excited that I got to... like at least glimpse it on the Friday that it started.
So was there? I mean, how many people? What do you not remember anything more about it? Who played there?
I've done some research on it because I didn't really know who played, and there's been rumors and stuff. But now with the internet, you can find just about anything out.
Right.
Johnny Winter and Chuck Berry were the headliners. Steve Miller, Paul Butterfield Blues Band, Buddy Rich, Taj Mahal, the Siegel Schwal Band.
So it was somewhat legit.
Oh, it was a very legit festival. But of course, a lot of those festivals that sprung up after Woodstock, they didn't quite recreate the magic.
Right.
And from what I remember is the next day, Saturday, my brother was already home.
Oh, I was forget it then.
I was like, what?
Come on.
Well, I was like, what happened? And it was, he said it was really scary and violent. And
so
he hitchhiked home. Yeah, I think there was gunfire and there's a lot of rock throwing because the bikers were being obnoxious, members of a motorcycle gang. And so then the hippies were throwing rocks at the bikers and there was only one source of clean water, which was a big tank of water. And there's a, I don't know if this is true, but I read this, that the bikers went swimming in the tank of water. And that made everybody else really
angry.
Yeah,
I would be a little upset
so
about that.
So it was just not really a very safe environment. And but I remember thinking, what are you doing home? You know, why are you
back?
Come
on, man. You're supposed to be sliding down mud hills.
Yeah, and he was only 17. So, I mean, he was,
pretty
understandably
young
freaked out.
Right. That's interesting. Because at Woodstock, I feel like that was actually, despite the size of it, relatively peaceful.
It was very peaceful.
I mean,
and as I'm, looking at a lot of the footage now with the anniversary, and there was a really good special on PBS about it, I think there was really no alcohol at Woodstock. And I think everybody was just stoned or, tripping.
Right.
That made for a more peaceful event.
I had read that, and I don't know if this is accurate, that at Woodstock, for the, what was there, like 500,000 people there or something like that?
That's probably what the estimate, 450,000.
Okay. Whatever, 400,000 we'll say. That as far as the police presence there, there were literally a dozen officers.
Yeah, the security was being handled by a bunch of hippies from a commune in Arizona that they flew in on a plane called the Hog Farm.
Yeah.
And a woman who used to work at this radio station in sales was part of that, helping the people who were having the bad trips and then making the oatmeal that they were handing out.
Now, wait a minute. Is this going to be like how we have that other guy who was in sales here who claimed he owned John Lennon's peacoat?
No.
Okay.
Different person.